Welcome to The Frame. This is Stephen Cuevas filling in for John Horn. Our broadcast was preempted today for special coverage of the presidential impeachment proceedings, but we bring you this special podcast edition to talk about the Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, which were announced today. And what better person to call on than John Horn, who's on assignment in New York. Hey, John.
Hey, Stephen. How are you?
Okay, so let's start with the nominees for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role. What do we got?
So the nominees were Christian Bale from Ford vs. Ferrari, Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver from Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix from Joker, and then probably the surprise in the category is Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in Rocket Man. If you start looking at who isn't in, I think probably the most notable exclusion is Robert De Niro for his lead role in The Irishman. He is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, so maybe that was part of the math. But Jonathan Pryce was not nominated from Two Popes. Adam Sandler was not nominated from Uncut Gems. And also left out of the competition was Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see Banderas left out. You and I talked about that film, and I think we agree that it was kind of a career-defining performance. Let's move on to the lead actress category. Who do we have there?
We have Cynthia Erivo from Harriet, Scarlett Johansson from Marriage Story, Lupita Nyong'o from Us, Charlize Theron from Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger from Judy. Not a lot of surprises there. There were two women of color. The surprise, I guess, was that Saoirse Ronan was not nominated for Little Women. Mm-hmm. Some people thought Awkwafina might have gotten in from The Farewell. In fact, Little Women did really badly today in the Screen Actors Guild nominations.
And how about supporting role in the male category? There's some pretty juicy performances there.
Yeah, some really good picks. Jamie Foxx was nominated for Just Mercy. Tom Hanks, who played Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A couple of actors from The Irishman, Al Pacino and Joe Pesci. And then Brad Pitt from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I said earlier, Jonathan Pryce was not nominated for playing Pope Francis in The Two Popes. Anthony Hopkins was not nominated for playing Pope Benedict in The Two Popes as well. And this is also one of those weird categories in terms of who's supporting and who's lead. It's one of those things where the studios can kind of say to the Screen Actors Guild and the Academy and other award shows, we think this person is a lead, this person's supporting. I mean, The Two Popes are mostly on screen for the same time. And you have Brad Pitt, who is up for supporting actor, Leonardo DiCaprio for lead actor in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think if you put a stopwatch on it, Leo might have like 20 seconds more screen time. I don't know. It feels like that's kind of tricky math. And Tom Hanks is probably the star of A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, even though he shares screen time with another character. Again, the studios get to decide, and if the actors don't vote somebody in that category, then they don't get nominated.
Yeah, some people might be especially puzzled by the Tom Hanks category for him winding up in the supporting actor. Could you explain that a little bit, like why that is?
Well, I think if you look at that film, you can say that even though it's a movie about Fred Rogers, it's really about the journalist whose life is transformed by meeting with Fred Rogers. And something similar happened in the supporting actress category. Mm-hmm. According to Variety, Kathy Bates is in this film by Clint Eastwood called Richard Jewell, and she's been getting some awards attention in the supporting actress category. But according to Variety, Warner Brothers mistakenly submitted her as a lead actress for the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and she didn't get nominated, and she didn't get nominated for supporting actress because they had submitted her in probably the wrong category.
Well, who else do we have in the category of supporting actress?
Another pretty strong category, Laura Dern from Marriage Story, Scarlett Johansson, another nomination for Jojo Rabbit this time, and then two actors from Bombshell, Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie, and finally Jennifer Lopez from Hustlers.
Right. We have Scarlett Johansson nominated for both lead and supporting actress. Rare?
A little bit, but, you know, pretty good year for Scarlett Johansson. I don't think you can fault any of those performances. I think they were both really strong. And, you know, she's playing opposite Adam Driver, who was nominated for Marriage Story. Mm-hmm. Jojo Rabbit, as we're going to say in just a second, got a little bit more attention as well. So both nominations, I'd say, were deserved, and both were in really good films.
Let's finish up with the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Is it true that this winner is often a predictor for the Academy Award Best Picture winner?
Yeah, in historically, yes, that has been true. But if you look at the last two Best Picture winners, Shape of Water and Green Book, they weren't even nominated for the SAG Ensemble Award. Mm. So, yes, it is a good thing to be nominated for in terms of Academy Awards, because it's important to note the actors branch is the biggest branch in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So what the actors do in the Screen Actors Guild Awards is often a good harbinger of what the Oscar voters might do. So the nominees for Ensemble were Bombshell, which I think is a little bit of a surprise. Good news for that film. The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the real surprise in this category was Parasite, which is a Korean film. It's only the second foreign language film in SAG history. The other one was Life is Beautiful to get a nomination for the Ensemble Award. I think it's really important for Parasite. I think it's interesting that Marriage Story wasn't nominated for Ensemble. Neither was Little Women. So all the power seems to be going to Parasite right now. And I would have to say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Irishman.
Well, there you have it. This year's Screen Actors Guild Award nominations in the film category. John, you may resume your New York theater going.
Thank you, Stephen. I'll go do it right now.